Good day. My scripture reading is in Leviticus 23 and the 15th and 16th verse. So let's look at that. You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering. There shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. And I'd like to go now to Acts 2 and 1 through 7. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them tongues as of fire, distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. Now there were Jews living in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together and were bewildered, because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Why are not all these who are speaking Galileans? Why are not all these who are speaking Galileans?" Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful Sabbath and each one that's here. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this message, on everything that we will read and we will express. Let it be heard and understood to be helpful to each one that hears. And in your name we ask all these things, and amen. And my message to you today is day 49. The title of my message, Day 49. And I would like to go to Leviticus 23 and 15 and look at that again. Leviticus 23 and 15. You shall also count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day when you brought in the sheaf of the wave offering. There shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. And I would like to now hand out a copy to the ones that are here. And I would like to ask that you look at this. This is a calendar of the year 2014. And we're going to be explaining a little bit about this. But I want the foundation for this to be set and to be very clear to everyone hearing. So the ones that are not here in our church sanctuary right now but are listening to this through internet, I would like for you to refer to a 2014 calendar. And I hope to establish a foundation that will be clearer than maybe any that you've had in the past, a foundation for determining Pentecost, and also some facts concerning it. Again, my message is entitled Day 49. And I would like for you to look at this calendar, and you'll see that I have indicated on your copy of the calendar basically when Passover was. And to determine when Pentecost is, then we have to go back to Passover, and specifically Passover week. So Passover this year in 2014 was day 14 of April. And you remember we celebrated it at the going down of the sun, or just after sunset, on the 13th Sunday night of April. But the Passover day was actually the 14th. Okay, you see that in that week of April, you see that Saturday, the Sabbath, on that particular Passover week, the Sabbath is on the 19th of April. So that's, in our counting of how to determine Pentecost, that is the starting point. The 19th of April is zero. And as you see, the way the formula is given is that from the day after the Sabbath, you count 50 days, or you count 7, as in that 15th verse, there shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. So 7 times 7 was how many days 7 complete Sabbaths is. So 7 times 7 is 49. And therefore, I chose as the title of my message today, day 49. So 0 point is April the 19th. So count the Sabbaths and go to 7 Sabbaths from April 19th. So 26 is 1. The 3rd of May is 2. 10 is 3. 17 is 4. 24 is 5. 31 of May is 6. And then you get to today, June the 7th. So 7 complete Sabbaths gets us to today, day 49. And we know that if we look at this verse 15 of Leviticus 23, that's where it's talking about. 7 complete Sabbaths. But the point is 50 days, and 50 being the Pentecost part of the word Pentecost. So day 49 is not the memorable thing, but it's how you get to day 49, and that the day after that Sabbath is the day that you celebrate Pentecost, the 50th day. I'd like to read something in a little bit of a background to Pentecost. I'd like to read this from the Encyclopedia of the Bible, first edition, 1978, by Lion Publishing. And it's concerning Pentecost, or what they would also call weeks. At the end of the grain harvest, the priests waved 2 loaves of bread made from the new flour along with animal sacrifices. This took place 50 days or 7 weeks plus 1 day after Passover and the start of the harvest. The festival later came to be known as Pentecost, from the Greek word meaning 50th. It was a time of great rejoicing and thanksgiving to God for His blessings of rain and of the crops that were being harvested. And of course, at this 50th time was the wheat harvest. And of course, the other one that occurred during Passover time was the first fruit offering on that day after the Sabbath, that a weekly Sabbath that occurred in that week of Passover. So hopefully that will shed some light on how we come to Pentecost and some of the factors in determining that. We have other names for Pentecost, and let's look at some of these. We won't be able to read every verse, but this you can run the references on Pentecost and come to most of these. Also, it's called the Feast of Weeks, Exodus 34:22, called the Feast of Harvest, the Day of First Fruits, the Day of Pentecost. And some of those other places in the Bible are Numbers 28, 26, Acts 2, 1, and Acts 20, 16, 1 Corinthians 16, and 8. Now, as you know, I chose part of my scripture reading today, the notable day in the New Testament where the Holy Spirit was given in a powerful way and an unusual way, and that I read to you that occurred after Yeshua went back to the Father. He told his followers and his apostles to dwell where they were and wait on the Holy Spirit to be given. And when we read of my scripture reading in Acts 2, 1 through 7, we see how powerful that giving of the Holy Spirit was and the things that happened on that particular day. So I would also like for you to know that not only are those other expressions for the day of Pentecost or the celebration of the festival of Pentecost, but it has at least one other, and that is Shavuot, which means weeks. And this was referred to and known by that particular name by the Jewish people. And it is because Shavuot means weeks, and because it occurs 7 weeks after that starting point that got us to today, 7 times 7, day 49. Also, it's referred to as Pentecost, which means 50th. And this was mainly due to the Greek Jews and the non-Jewish Christians, because it occurs 50 days after that starting point. Basically, the bottom line of the Pentecost celebration is that it's a time of thanksgiving to God for His blessing of the early harvest. And early harvest means the first two of the year, the barley and the wheat. And specifically, wheat being at the day of Pentecost. Pentecost, excuse me, if we look in the World Book Dictionary, 1977, Doubleday, Pentecost is given by an explanation by World Book Dictionary. Pentecost is the seventh Sunday after Easter, also called Whit Sunday. And it says that it's a Christian festival in memory of the Holy Ghost falling on the apostles. Now, I know there's different opinions as to how Pentecost is figured and how you come to the specific day. But this is what the World Book Dictionary, how it describes that particular word when you look at it. This made me want to, because of the reference to Easter, and the dictionary said the seventh Sunday after Easter. So it made me want to look up what it said about Easter. And the World Book Dictionary says that Easter is the yearly celebration of the day on which Christ rose from the grave, Easter Sunday. So I want you to know that's what a dictionary describes it as being. But I want you to know, and I know that everybody here in our church and probably our listeners too, know that we believe, not as the dictionary explains, but we believe that Jesus Christ, Yeshua of Nazareth, that he died on a Wednesday afternoon late before the sun set. Excuse me. He was put in the grave before the sun set on that Wednesday, and he stayed there until late on the following Sabbath day, weekly Sabbath, and right before the sun went down on that Sabbath, he had been checked on by different ones, and even the one that checked on him, as it was described late on the Sabbath, he was already gone. So, you see, why we believe that an Easter Sunday resurrection is not biblical. In the New Testament, we also read of Paul's last visit to Jerusalem. And I want you to see in your New Testament, I want you to see and understand that your New Testament talks about feasts or festivals of God. And it's referring to those same that is recorded, as our church believes, in each and every one of them, and believe in remembering them for the events and the occasions that they happened for, and as recorded in Leviticus 23. But let's look at Acts 20 and 6 and see when we read of Paul and his evangelizing during the years after Jesus went back to the Father. We find in Acts 26, "We sailed from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread and came to them at Troas within 5 days, and there we stayed 7 days." So you see the Apostle Paul, the writer of the majority of the New Testament that mainstream Christianity wants to abide closely to, we see that the Apostle Paul is spoken of as these events occurring at and after the days of unleavened bread. Also, let's look at Acts 20 and 16. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia. And that's basically speaking of modern-day Turkey. For he was hurrying to be in Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. So you have it. And I want you to know that unleavened bread, thank you, Dawson, unleavened bread and Pentecost both, you will find in your Bible at those particular places in Acts 26 and Acts 20, 16. Now let's also look, at 1 Corinthians 16 and 8. And let's see what we can find there. 1 Corinthians 16 and 8. But I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost. Just simply another place in the New Testament where the observance of Pentecost and the importance of Pentecost was obviously still there. It's mentioned in the letters of Paul to the various churches. This was Paul to the Corinthians from Ephesus at the end of his 3 years of residence there in about A.D. 59. That would have been neighborhood of 30 years or so after Yeshua went back to the Father in heaven. Also, we have found out and we know that Pentecost is known for opening the first fruit harvest. Pentecost. Opening the fruit harvest. Whereas the festival of unleavened bread opened the grain harvest. And of course, at Passover time, the barley harvest, followed by then at Pentecost, the wheat harvest at Pentecost. But it's interesting to know that if you had, let's say, probably grapes, but if you had blueberries, which I do, it's important to know that if you were to look at some of those blueberries, as I have in the last few days, then you see that they are beginning to ripen. So that verifies the statement that Pentecost is known for opening the fruit, the beginning of the fruit harvest. And these statements about the opening of the two different harvests, fruit and grain, that was taken from the Harper's Bible Dictionary, first publication in 1952. So we have then that you see that today is day 49. Tomorrow is day 50. And tomorrow is the day, seven complete Sabbaths, and then the day after those seven complete Sabbaths, being the 50th day, is how we come to the day of Pentecost, the festival of Pentecost, and the celebration that goes with it. And the primary foundational belief is that it's a time of giving thanks to God, which every one of the festivals are basically exactly that, times of giving thanks to God for the things that have occurred in the past and His deliverance and what He has done for His people. So day 50 tomorrow, June the 7th, we'll meet at 6 o'clock, and we will be celebrating and remembering Pentecost and all of the things, implications about that particular day and the happenings, including the miraculous event that happened that we read about in Acts 2. And also just remember that that's also the day that is spoken of in Joel, where it describes that on that great day of Pentecost that was prophesied to be fulfilled, which was what Jesus was advising His followers to wait for after He went back to the Father, then that particular Pentecost was the one that was the fulfillment of the prophecies that we find in Joel. I hope that each one of you knows more about Pentecost and the foundation for it, and that you would be able to explain to your family, to your friends, more about that particular festival and how it has come to be at the particular time that it is, along with the scriptures that verify that, both in the Old Testament and in the New. And right now, I would like to ask if everybody would stand with me, and we want to go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this day 49, leading to tomorrow's Pentecost. And Heavenly Father, we thank You for the instruction that we have within Your Word in both the Old Testament and the New. And Heavenly Father, we know that the New verifies that it's important that we remember this particular day for the reasons that we have been brought, from Your Word. And Heavenly Father, let us meet and enjoy this day together. And in Yeshua's name, we ask all these things, and amen. And we want to read the blessing of God to us and us to each other. So let's read this together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. And I